Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. We are at Holy Angels. I'm hoping that we're live. Blog Talk has changed the studio panel, and my light is on, so I expect that you're hearing us. I'm praying, so anyway. We are very pleased to welcome with us this evening the Reverend Jean Porsche, who's our associate priest at the parish. She's had a health challenge, but she's feeling up to joining us this evening, so she'll be our homilist, and very happy to welcome her. You'll find the service at the link on the show page there at holyangelscommunity.com. Let's begin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us as we connect here today with open hearts. The presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let's take a moment and reflect on those things we've said and done which we are proud of, and offer to God the things in our life we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us once more and make us one with your loving presence. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us pure hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, beginning at the first verse. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he shall be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Here ends the first reading. The psalm appointed between the lections today is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. And then they got out of the boat. People at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into the villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him that he might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. In the reading from Jeremiah, the Lord promises to send a shepherd to the people, that the people need not fear or be dismayed or lost. In the Gospel, we see that shepherd in Jesus, who cares for his apostles who've labored so diligently. Seeking respite, they set off for a deserted place, only to discover the people already there waiting for them. Filled with compassion for them, Jesus teaches them and heals their sick. In the psalm for today, it's probably the most beloved of all the psalms, Psalm 23, in which David expresses his faithful understanding, shepherded by God, by the Lord. David is led to green pastures, still waters. Despite the dark valleys, he's unafraid, for the Lord is with him, preparing the table, anointing his head. He's given not enough, but more than enough. His cup overflows, and he proclaims that goodness and mercy are his all his life as he dwells in the house of the Lord. It's such a comforting psalm. No wonder that millions of people name it as their favorite. I think almost everyone knows that first verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But so many of us do want. We look at our lives. We see lack, sickness, pain, loneliness, heartache. Our human hearts cry out, "Lord, where are you? I need you. I've been faithful. I love you. Help me. Help me now." In the Gospel, we see Jesus do just that. Those who sought understanding, he taught. Those who sought relief, he healed. He never refused them, never scolded the sick and hurting who came to him for comfort. He lovingly gave them what they needed. But what about us? What do we do when we find ourselves in a dark valley? Those of you who know me know that the past month or so has been a challenging one. I was rushed to hospital, and even the doctors expected me not to survive, or, if I lived, possibly to have lost my memory, or to come back with brain damage, leaving me with the mind of a child, or even worse. While my road to healing seems to be a long one, and I'm often discouraged or in pain, I can share with you what has become my lifeline and a roadmap for my life. It is a poem that I believe my guardian angel dictated to me. Here it is. God will make a way where there is none that you can see, sending angels down to break your chains and set you free. God never sleeps and keeps good watch on all within his care. And at your darkest moments, you can trust that God is there. Nothing is too hard for God, in whose image you are made. So put all your cares in those loving hands, and do not be afraid, but rest in perfect trust that God will answer every call. For the one who loves the smallest sparrow will not let you fall. It's called Only Trust, my friends, and trust is our weapon against the pains and trials of life. Trust allows us to look at our life and know that even when we cannot see Jesus with us, he is there. And even when we are alone or afraid, he is with us, guiding us through the dark times to brighter, happier days. Trust is a spiritual powerhouse. It allows us to look at our lives and the world around us and to know that there is far more to the story than what we see. Trust breaks the chains of our fear and unhappiness and allows us to enjoy the blessings that fill our lives even when we struggle. Trust is the doorway through which we pass to the secret place of the Most High that David speaks of in Psalm 91. Trust is the demonstration of our faith. And as today's psalm assures us, as we comfort ourselves in Christ's shepherding of us, our cups will overflow with good things. It is my prayer for you all that you experience the goodness and mercy of the Lord today and all the days of your life. Amen.
Let us pray. God of mercy and healing, you who hear the cries of those in need, receive these petitions of your people, that all who are troubled may know peace, comfort, and courage. We remember all the troubled places in the world. We pray for peace on our planet, peace between nations and countries, peace between religious factions, peace between people and communities, peace in our homes. May the God of love touch each life with gratitude and the recognition that each person and creature is fashioned in Creator's own image, precious and beloved. We pray for those who live in fear, those who are hungry and homeless, those in financial distress, those in danger. We remember those who need to know God's healing touch in their lives. And we remember those in our own lives and circles who are sick, who are in need, who are in any kind of trouble. We pray for ourselves, and we ask for God's help in the challenges that we face. We give thanks for all the blessings we have received, and we recommit our energy to living lives that are loving and compassionate. Shepherd God, you call us into a rhythm of work and rest, that our lives may be the better for it. So shape our leisure and our labor that the world will recognize us as Jesus' disciples and our ministry as what you would have us do. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We all are one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. And thanks to Rev Jean for her inspiring words. If you'd like a copy of that poem, Only Trust, which has inspired so many, the show page, and you can find it on the Holy Angels Community website. Until next time, we thank you for joining us. We wish you blessings in your week and peace in your hearts. Thanks for joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.